This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Cigarette and vape manufacturers are increasingly under fire from all sectors. The company Juul is in a fight for its life to keep selling cigarettes in the U.S. The tobacco industry has lied and regularly put profit ahead of health. In fact, they are the poster child for creating false science to support false claims and then working through political channels to hide and discredit the accurate science. They have no credibility, and they are seen by huge parts of the world as the merchants of death. Philip Morris International sells cigarettes, about $600 billion a year, in 180 countries. The company is enormously profitable, with profits exceeding $20 billion a year. An increasing amount of that profit comes from poorer countries with weaker regulations and poorer healthcare systems. It was therefore a bit surprising to hear that their CEO, Jacques Olczak, tried to reinvent Philip Morris by announcing that his company hopes now for a smoke-free future. But some interpretations required here. He does not mean a tobacco-free or a nicotine-free or a carcinogen-free future. Instead, he means moving from combustible traditional cigarettes to alternative delivery systems like vaping. Philip Morris's CEO claims that by 2025, they want 50% of their revenues to come from non-combustible products. At issue here is whether vaping is safe and a part of harm reduction intended to wean smokers off of cigarettes, or simply is vaping another smoke screen to move smokers from one addictive product to another and search for new, younger smokers to pump up their business. I'm not sure if you saw the news that Philip Morris is now close to spending $1.5 billion to purchase Vectura, a pharmaceutical company that manufactures inhaled medicines, including inhalers for respiratory diseases like asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So Philip Morris will create diseases with cigarettes and then own a company that makes drugs developed to care for those with the diseases caused by smoking. If they are serious about treating the disease, just stop making the disease-causing product. As you might imagine, health groups, organ groups like the Lung Association, and academics everywhere are opposed to this purchase. Not only is there an ethical conflict arising from a company which profits from a product that kills several million people a year but continues to sell the product, but now Philip Morris would profit from both causing and treating tobacco-related disease. It's also important to note that smoking costs the state and the national economy billions and billions of dollars, much of it paid for by taxpayers. Now taxpayers are also going to pay Philip Morris for the therapeutic drugs? I would hope that if Philip Morris does purchase Vectura, that large and small investors will sell their Vectura stocks, and that healthcare providers will boycott Vectura products and prescribe drugs from other manufacturers. It is long past time for us to rid ourselves of tobacco-related products and put the brakes on the merchants of death. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.